Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, we know there are a lot of things happening all around the country that kind of have us shaking our heads when it comes to, well, the legal end of it. And that's why we have right now on our WHBC Newsline, Fox News Radio's legal analyst, Larry Friedman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pam. Thanks for having me.
Sure. We just want to take time to look at some stories that are making headlines. Let's first talk about students who are opposing vaccine mandates that can go elsewhere. You know, the court says they got to follow it, right? Is that what we're seeing here?
Yeah. You know, there's inconsistent instructions from our leaders. Some people are saying wear a mask. Other people are saying don't wear a mask. And at least Governor DeSantis in Florida is saying leave it up to the parents.
Okay.
So that's the first problem, is you have inconsistent information and instructions coming from our leadership.
So legally, I know a lot of people say, you know, is your employer allowed to tell you have to, you know, wear a mask or you have to be vaccinated? I mean, what side does that come down on?
So most of the states permit the employer to regulate their business. And in Ohio, in Florida, in Texas, an employer can require employees to be vaccinated and wear a mask.
And so if a person wants to try to fight that battle, they may be in a losing situation. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, it depends. It depends on what the issue is that you bring forth. You know, the real issue is, take Indiana University. The students brought a case that went up to the Fifth Circuit and it was denied, but they presented the issue as to whether or not they had the right to refuse a vaccine. The court in Ohio turned it around and said, no, that's not the issue. The issue is, do you have the right to attend college, and can the college regulate your behavior? So it really depends on the issue that you're bringing forth, and frankly, the circuit you're in.
And you brought up Governor Ron DeSantis, and he was considering withholding salaries of school officials who went against his executive order regarding the mask mandates in schools. Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, where do you see that coming down on? What legal side is that?
You know, the Florida state constitution gives the authority to regulate the schools to the local school district. So Governor DeSantis is taking on the Constitution of the state of Florida. The question that the courts are going to have to decide in Florida is whether or not the governor has the authority to issue an executive order that overrules the Florida Constitution. And that's not his job. That's the job of the legislature.
Wow. So I didn't realize that was a constitutional thing.
Yes. I mean, it's sticky and it's different in every state.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I would imagine, depending on where you go, you're facing different things.
Yeah, and you know, so much of this is political. And in my view, our leaders need to put down the politics and focus on saving lives.
And what about the situation with former Governor Cuomo? I mean, he resigned yesterday. Where does that all stand with, you know, he's going to be facing probably a lot of legal issues?
Yeah, he's got a lot of problems, and he is subject to civil liability for things that he's being accused of. The acts that he's being accused of violates the state discrimination law in New York, violates federal discrimination laws, and the door is open for every one of the alleged victims to sue him individually. And the door is still open for more people to come forward. In addition, the acts that are being alleged against him constitute a crime in the state of New York.
Well, it was interesting. I saw a lot of folks commenting on his speech announcing his resignation, and some were saying that's a list of things you should never say when you resign, especially when there are these legal issues out there. Your thoughts on what he said?
Well, a couple things. there's a saying in our business that in order to be believed, you have to tell a believable story. And the story he's telling right now is not believable. And the defense he's putting forward is not believable. His lawyer put out a 26-page position paper and then 30 or 40 pages of photographs of the former governor hugging Hillary Clinton, hugging Barack Obama, hugging Al Gore. I mean, that's not a defense. That's throwing it in the victim's faces.
Yeah. Well, certainly all things that we're going to be keeping an eye on. And again, Fox News Radio legal analyst Larry Friedman, we appreciate your time this morning.
No, thanks very much for having me.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.